Developing countries in southern Africa continue to be overwhelmed by the AIDS crisis. The epidemic is expected to kill a fourth of the region's population over the next 10 years. The care of the sick and dying often falls to small community groups who rely on international organizations for money and support. The assistance is helping, but is not always enough. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
70-year-old Jenny Feary is barely able to sustain herself, and yet she now has responsibility for seven children.
13, 10, 11, 8, 5, 3.
Whose children were they?
The son and his daughter. They were sick with the very disease.
The very disease is seldom called AIDS. More than a decade into the epidemic, with more than a million infected with the virus in Zambia, most people still cannot bring themselves to say the word. But the reality of AIDS touches everyone in this country of 10 million, sometimes reversing the natural order of things. The old look after the young, children become the heads of households. Anna Mundi, a sleek, small-framed mother of three, is entirely dependent on her 16-year-old daughter, racked as she is by the chills, sweats, and breathlessness of tuberculosis that has been complicated by AIDS.
I usually feel even sometimes cold. Just come, just a little. Just in a few minutes, I feel cold for a long time, a little bit. Again, I start sweating. My heart is pumping too much. Yeah, even I just go in the sun, I just feel my heart as if it's going to punch.
It is her daughter, Martha, who spares her all but the minimal exertion.
When she wakes up, she has got to put up a brazier for cooking.
She has to start a fire, an open fire. Okay.
Then she starts cooking, breakfast for the mother. Then she puts water for mom to go and give a bath.
This is the daily routine for Martha, a solemn-faced girl with a gentle, accommodating manner, whose mother has yet to explain what she calls coughing fits.
The mother doesn't tell her.
You don't talk about this?
No.
Maybe, she says, Martha would leave her, would not take care of her if she knew. Most families usually will shoulder the responsibility for people who are infected with HIV. But the thousands of children in Zambia's streets is a testimony to the many who don't. Emmanuel Firi's family virtually disintegrated. He and his six children were thrown out when his parents discovered that he was infected with HIV.
They chased me away, and my wife died. So all my children are out.
So you have six kids, and all of them are in the street or somewhere? Okay. Do they ever come see you?
No.
Do you ever go looking for them?
I do sometimes. I sometimes meet them in town. But there's nothing I can do.
How do they feel about you? Do you know?
They won't cry.
You cry when you see each other.
The situations faced by these families compelled Beatrice Chola, a nurse, to organize the Wafano Community Center to keep families from getting to the breaking point. It provides medical care, counseling, and meals and classes for the children. The donations alone each month from the World Food Program, she says, often means the difference between abandonment and acceptance of orphaned children.
Now, because we help by giving food to this extended family, that's why they accept. But others hardly accept.
The center now has a brightly painted building, thanks to the Japanese government. International organizations are beginning to realize that an AIDS program is not a development project, but a relief effort, the kind required by famines and wars. Wafano in Bemba means helping one another. A few steps outside Wafano's gates, young men and women are singing in the soft glow of the sun's last rays. Mimi Luatuna, we are doing the work of the Lord. As President John Kennedy once said, God's work on earth must truly be our own.